Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome all participants to the R Systems third quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Today from the management, we have with us Mr. A.K. Singh, Managing Director, then Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, who is the President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Aviraj Jain, EVP and CTO, Mr. Nand Sardana, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, General Manager, Finance. I would now like to invite Mr. Gaurav to announce a disclaimer statement and take the call forward. Over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for attending our system investor call for Q3 2015. I am going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation may include forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. These statements may undergo revision because of new information or events. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise these statements. Actual results, performance, or achievements could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Reki for his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for our third quarter of 2015. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time. R Systems is a software engineering company established in 1993 in California and is now spread across three continents with 11 development and service centers worldwide. Over the past two decades, we have emerged as a strong value creator in the industry. The value we help create is comparable to what we call the oyster delivering the pearl, which lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders, and is also reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating, and transforming. It is this value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During quarter three, we reported revenue of rupees 143 crores. Excluding the impact of sale of Indus business, quarter-on-quarter growth is 2.65%. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 17 crores, which is about 12%. Q3 profitability was impacted due to investment in analytics and mobility for our future growth, due to delay in start of certain projects and increased provision for employee benefits. Although strengthening of USD against Indian rupee helped margins, however, weak euro was a dampener. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with approximately 29% share of our revenues. We serve 20 customers contributing $1 million plus revenues. We added 5 key clients during this quarter. Utilization for the quarter was above 75%. The company has completed the sale of Indus product business that enables us to focus on our core IT servicing business. We have also completed an acquisition of a prepaid billing business consisting of two key customers and their intellectual properties from a leading European telecom company. The board has recommended an interim dividend of 25%. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reki. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter three. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by Aviraj's comment on the operation, and then final summing up by Mr. Reki, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 143 crores, or $21.93 million, quarter-on-quarter decline of 13.57% and year-on-year decline of 15.14%. These declines are primarily on account of sale of Indus business. Excluding Indus, we had a quarter-on-quarter growth of 2.65%. Contribution out of 10 customers increased to 34.3% from 29.5% last quarter. We added 5 key customers during the quarter. Getting down to gross margin, it was 35.03% in quarter 3 compared to 36% last quarter, a decline of 97 basis points. The main reason for decline in gross margin was impact of increasing cost of goods sold and retirement provision 1.79%. It is offset by increasing utilization 40 basis points and depreciation of rupee 42 basis points. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter on quarter by rupees 2.62 crores. It was rupees 33.13 crores this quarter compared to 35.75 crores last quarter. The decrease is mainly due to divestment of Indus as offset by inclusion of full quarter for our acquisition of Ibich. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 16.97 crore or $2.60 million compared to 23.81 crore or $3.77 million last quarter and 26.87 crore or $4.43 million in quarter 3 last year. As percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 11.87% in this quarter compared to 14.39% last quarter and 15.94% in quarter 3 last year. Reduction in EBITDA was resultant of certain investment for growth like building competencies in analytics and mobility, investment in sales and marketing, along with delaying start of certain projects, which Mr. Rishi just now mentioned. Getting now to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 2.69 crores compared to 3.45 crores last quarter and rupees 2.85 crores in Q3 last year. Depreciation in the current quarter is less compared to last quarter, mainly due to divestment of Indus. Exceptional item consists of pre-tax income on sale of Indus of rupees 56.61 crores. Interest expense is rupees 2.90 lakhs in quarter 3 compared to 2.70 lakhs last quarter. Other income in Q3 was positive rupees 2.31 crores compared to rupees 1.96 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. As at Q3, we have total forward cover of $15.63 million with average rate of 67.76 and euro cover of 1.8 million with average rate of 76.79, which has already been marked to market at closing date of 30th September. Our tax expense was rupees 21.18 crore in Q3. Out of this, tax expense on sale of Indus was rupees 13.26 crore and tax expense on normal profit was rupees 7.92 crore. As against rupees 7.96 crore last quarter. Excluding the exception item, our system is subject to marginal tax rate after expiry of tax benefits and carryover losses. Net profit after tax was rupees 52 crores. Out of this, net profit on sale of Indus is rupees 43.35 crores and normal profit is rupees 8.65 crores compared to rupees 14.34 crores last quarter. Board of directors of the company has proposed interim dividend of 25%, that is 25 paisa per share. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of September 30th were rupees 88.74 crore compared to 108.13 crore at the end of June. The receivable including unbilled in terms of DSO were 54 days as at September 30th, as against 52 days as at June 30th. Cash and bank balances were rupees 92.22 crore compared to rupees 116.7 crores at the end of June. We have been able to maintain our cash reserve despite the payment of dividend, taxes, and capex through cash generated from operations. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 220.2 crores at the end of September. With that, let me hand over to Avirak for review of operations.
Thank you, Nan, and good morning, everyone, for being on the call. I will give a brief overview of the operation and the customer that we are engaged with. You know, we continue to focus on our strategy of, you know, working on the select key verticals that include telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, and U.S. government projects. So we have built a lot of good domain knowledge and technical competency to serve in these domains. We are further investing in building our strength in mobility, analytics, and IoT. So in each one of these areas, we are investing a lot and gaining knowledge, and we see a lot of traction from our existing client and the new client that we talk to. So we see good potential in this area. As Nan just mentioned, we have added 5 new clients with good potential this quarter. And one of them is a large company which has operations globally in US and New Zealand. And right now we are working with their New Zealand outfit. The company provides the corporate payment solution to their customer worldwide. We are doing the testing automation for them and have sent a team of about 6 people right now on site, and we expect that this client to grow substantially in next 12-month time. Another 2 more clients from US, one is into digital media services, and they specialize in event content capture and helping clients to capture the event and use the content of that event effectively for different purposes. And third one is a financial services company. They help renewable energy financing project on the renewable energy sources. So that is their vertical. We did a large project, a little less than $1 billion, and we expect it to continue for long run. And 2 clients, one each for ECNet and IBIS, both are implementation of ERP. One is on Infor site, second on Microsoft site. So each one of the entity has got good business this quarter. For our headcount after Indus, it was 750 plus reduction, and now we are about 1,748, and we have added 75 in this quarter. And the largest chunk is in Noida, which is 36 in IT and 41 in BPO side. Our utilization is better. It has grown up by 3% to 76% now. And again, geography-wise, U.S. contribution has gone up to 61% by virtue of Indus being divested. And Europe is 13% now, and rest of Southeast Asia, rest of the world is about 18% and 7%. Top 10 client has gone up to 34%, and the largest client percentage is 7.1%. With this overview, I hand over the call to Mr. Reti for his closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhirag. Let me sum up. We'll continue to nurture our system's philosophy of the oyster delivering the pearl and its values of caring, innovating, and transforming. We'll build a sustainable and profitable organization in the long run. Our focus is towards core IT services business. We are partnering with our clients to strategize their IT needs through vertical-specific services and solutions. We are expanding our offerings horizontally with mobility and analytics. We are investing in innovation around people, processes, and technologies. We'll continue to invest in sales and marketing activities. Our recent acquisitions are IBIS and another strategic business acquisition in Europe is in line with our strategy. That brings us to the end of our presentation today. And I will hand you back to the organizers for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohan Krishna Swami, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand Indus, while we have been in the lookout to sell the business. Now, what was the rationale? Because clearly the company was seemingly doing reasonably well in the last 2 quarters. And if you see the valuations of some of the listed product companies in India, while they are not making any money at this stage, but they're all trading at 3x the revenue. So what is the rationale for the valuations, and do you see major risk to the business which was the reason why we decided to sell, even though it's a done deal, but I'm just wanting to understand the rationale.
Thank you, Mr. Krishnaswamy, for the question. You know, as we have said earlier, we are a services company, and trying to mix services and products is generally not a good strategy. Sure. The product business requires its own vision, its own investments, and you are not able to do a good job with it. Regarding valuations, we have been trying to do this for the last couple of years. For the Indus business, we were not able to get that kind of valuation that you're talking about, 3x revenues. So whatever the best we got was what we did. And it was, as you said, a little risk to our existing business also, because while it is doing well now, for many years it was not able to do well. And the challenge is, when the company is not doing well, nobody wants to buy it. And when it is doing well, that is the only time people will buy it. So we did the best we could in the circumstances.
So going forward, your acquisition or your growth strategy will be primarily focused on your services vertical, in which you have been having the core competence for long years.
That is true. If we do some product work, it will be distribution of the products, like we do in the Asian markets, where we distribute Microsoft and Infor products, ERP products. But for us to invest in products for sale to consumers and customers is something which we will not do. We will invest in creating frameworks, which is a platform on which we can do and provide better innovation and services.
Okay. If there's anything, it's welcome.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Achit Maurya for Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask that since there is a global slowdown, and so what is the revenue forecast you see, and what is the revenue impact of this slowdown on European business and American business? Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Maurya, we are a services company, and most of the business comes from U.S. As you would have seen, that we do around 61% business from the U.S. We are a mid-sized company, so we are not, most of our business comes from the existing customers. And, you know, our repeat business is close to kind of above 90%. So we are not, having any impact on that. So, wherever there is a slowdown, we have challenges in getting new customers. But I think now, since we are a mid-sized company and not a big pie of the share we have, so we are not facing any problem in that.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Chopra from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, so we saw the margins decline this quarter after the product business is no longer continued. You did mention a couple of reasons for that, but just wanted to understand, directionally, where should we see the margins heading from here, especially given that the, factors such as investments in analytics and mobility need not necessarily be a one-quarter phenomenon. So just how should we be looking at it over the medium term?
See, if you notice, we had EBITDA of close to 12%. The last year EBITDA was close to 13.5%. This quarter, what has happened is that we have invested in sales and marketing in all our businesses. Also, we have created a team of several people in our Noida center to cater to expand in analytics, mobility. So this has, to some extent, impacted our EBITDA numbers. Also, in one of our units, there was some delay in startup projects, some order got shifted. Having said that, I think there is a scope of improvement of 1.5% from the existing one. So that is, and it will be in line with our last year numbers as well.
So close to 13.5% should
that
be.
That is right. That I would say. I would say so. 1.5% scope of improvement, and we see also, you know, it's a lot of this depends upon the exchange rate as well. As of now, exchange rate is working in our favor. US dollar is strengthening, and that is helping our margin. But you see, like our 14% of business comes from Europe market as well, and this is all euro revenue. And as you know, since last 1 year, euro has kind of weakened. This has also impacted our margin. So to some extent, the you know, benefit of US dollar has not been reflected because of euro weakening. So this is one reason. And secondly, you know, one more lever we have is the utilization. Right now, we are close to 75-76%. So, you know, if exchange rate works in our favor and we are able to maintain utilization, I think there is a 1-1.5% scope of improvement in our existing margins.
Right. And also, you mentioned about the distribution business, which is more active in the in the Asian market. What would be the size of that piece?
See, we are doing ERP business, and the size of that would be close to, I think, around 8-9 million business we do in that region, which is a distribution kind of business.
Okay. And just wanted to understand a little bit more in terms of the strategic direction within the US and Europe. In terms of, so now that you are actually focused on areas like analytics, mobility, and IoT, what exactly would be the play there, you know, for a software engineering focused company like yours, and probably the inroad strategy for the targeted clientele. Also, if you could just throw some color on what the clientele would be like, I think that will be helpful.
Yeah, what
we
go ahead. Yeah, so what we are trying to do in this case, in all the three areas, we are developing framework and reusable components. And then we will do our customer-centric innovation. We will look for our clients and what will suit to them in these areas, develop some POCs and solutions, and then go and talk to them. So that is where we are hoping that some of these you know, innovation that we'll do will help our clients to grow their business, and in turn it will come back to us. Also, some of these POCs and frameworks will help us to gain new clients in this space.
Okay. And what would be the strength of the sales team as on date?
On services, OPD business is our key business, and that is the major contributor to the revenue. We have close to 70 people in sales. Out of that, 20 people are based out of US. They are the front-ending people, and around 45 to 50 people are based in Noida who help, you know, create a funnel and at the back end. So it's a kind of a 70% kind of a sales team we have as on date.
Okay, and you see any significant addition to this going forward, or you would feel you're adequately staffed there?
Sure. We keep on adding and all that. And in fact, recently also this quarter also we have added two sales guys in our team. So we are investing, as I Mr. Reki also said, we are investing in sales and marketing and growing the business.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and 1 at this time. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Kumar for closing comments. Sorry to interrupt, we just have questions in the queue from our participants. The first question is from the line of Ashit Maria from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
I wanted to know that for the further expansion plans, is there any fundraising requirement which the company sees in the coming future? And also I see the shareholding patterns sees a less amount of FII holding stake. So if I was just thinking, if the company is requiring some money for future growth, when it would be, and from where the money is, the management is targeting from where the money is supposed to come, if at all it is going to be raised.
As of now, if you notice, we have close to about 90 crore cash. This cash is enough for us to kind of grow the business. So as of now, we are not looking for any fundraising. And regarding the shareholding pattern, I think there are some investors in our company. And as of now, there is no FIA holding in our company.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Girish Jain from KJMC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question is regarding the cash balance. I believe there is some 95-odd cash balance. Are we looking to pursue any inorganic growth opportunities in the near future?
Oh, yes. Girish, we keep on looking at various options, and at any point of time, our strategy is to kind of look for inorganic growth which fits into our overall strategy. So we do have a plan for an organic growth as well, and we feel that cash with the present cash we see in our inorganic growth we make a reasonable proportion of upfront payment and some kind of earn out. So we will be using our present cash to kind of grow inorganically as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Kumar for closing comments.
Okay. I want to thank all the participants for joining this conference and for all the questions. And thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this call.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect.